Continuing the halachot of writing a Sefer Torah, so the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet says that before the Sofer starts writing the Sefer Torah, he has to say that he's writing it to L'shem Kedushat Sefer Torah. He has to actually verbalize that, and that actually works for the entire Sefer Torah. So he only needs to do it once at the very beginning, and that sees him throughout the entire year that he's writing the Sefer Torah. Nevertheless, the Acharonim say that it's good practice that every time he sits down to write, that he should make the declaration once again. A question comes up in the Acharonim with regard to a Sofer who didn't actually verbalize it, but he thought it. He certainly had it in mind, whether or not that's effective. So the Keset HaSofer, the important Sefer written on Hilchot Ketivat Stam by Rav Shlomo Gantzfried, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, says that it's b'diavad, it's kasher, because he has got kavana. That's whereas the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchot Tefillin says that just thinking it is not sufficient. The Shulchan Aruch also says that every single word has to be written from a tikkun. One has to have the text in front of the sofer as he writes out the Sefer Torah, and he has to read out every word or every couple of words before he writes them down. This is different to Tefillin and Mezuzot. Tefillin and Mezuzot, because they're only short parashiyot and they're well known, so the sofer doesn't actually have to copy them from a text, though it's probably advisable that he does so, but it's not critical, whereas with a Sefer Torah, this is a requirement. So the Shulchan Aruch also says that the Sofer should write a Ketiva Na'a U'Miusheret, that's a nice, clear script, and the question comes up in the Acharonim, what about a person who's able to write a Sefer Torah himself? He knows the halachot, he knows how to write the script, and it's all definitely kosher, but it's not such a nice kitav. If he were to engage a sofer to do it on his behalf, to write a Sefer Torah for him, it would come out much nicer. What's the preference there? Is it better that he should write the Sefer Torah himself? Mitzvah bo yotem mibishlucho. It's always better to do a mitzvah oneself rather than through an agent. Or is it better that he should have a more mehudar, a more beautiful Sefer Torah? And the conclusion seems to be that in this case it would be better that he writes it himself. That's the Rishonim and the Acharonim also say that the Ketav should be a thick Ketav rather than something very thin and spindly, so that it doesn't get rubbed out easily and doesn't fade quickly. That's every letter has to be Mukaf Gvil, that has to be surrounded on all four sides by open space, so letters mustn't touch the next letter. Also, one has to be careful that there's a tiny bit of a margin at least between the end of the letter and the end of the parchment. The Shulchan Aruch says there needs to be that's kechut ha-sa'ara, just a hair's breadth space between each letter in a Sefer Torah. That's it can be a little bit more than that. You don't have to actually measure it with a hair, but that's the optimum shear. It can be a little bit more, so long as it doesn't look in any sense that it's the word is split into two words. That there's also a requirement that between each word, there should be kimlo ot katana, the size of a small letter. That's a small yud or a yud, the same size ketav as the rest of the Sefer Torah is being written in. But again, if the gap between the words is less than that, then it's still going to be kosher, so long as it doesn't look like it's one word. If it looks like it's one word, then you've got a problem. But so long as it still looks like two words, even though the gap between the words is a little bit less than it should be, then the Shach says that it's kosher. Question that comes up occasionally, and indeed came up with a Sefer Torah that we have in Aleit Zion, is where you've got two words which are very, very close together, and they look like they're running into being one word, but the first word finishes with a final letter. So it finishes with a final mem or a final nun or something like that. So that way it's possible to see that or to know that these are two words. You won't read them as one word because you've got a final mem in the middle. That's so this is a machloket in the poskim. That's the Derech HaChaim. the Nativot, the Lisa Rav, he says that b'diavad it's kasher, such a Sefer Torah, you don't have to take out another one. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that it's pasul, that's because at the end of the day you haven't separated between the words. The Sharei Ephraim, a very important Sefer on Halakot of Kriyat HaTorah, says b'shat hadachak, in extenuating circumstances, then one can rely on the lenient views. Adkan.